Like when we'd go to gather pecans, if we didn't have enough, we'd stop in town somewhere and buy some. And now they come in heavy paper or in some other kind of containers. You don't have them that way anymore. I guess you can buy them, but I have. The last ones I bought was about 3 years ago, and I bought them for my neighbor down here that got her cow feed in them. But they bring all that now to you. We don't have cow feed because we don't. They bring it in a big old truck and pipe it into your barns for your stock cows that eat and things like that.
That's really amazing.
Yeah.
So they don't have. Well, what do you gather your pecans in now if you don't have?
You see them out there on the. There's one sack out there, they're in boxes and bags. They have paper bags out at the barn that they get things in if they. Sometimes they get poison to put on things, and you can't use those sacks. And they come and bring all those, save all your old boxes and bags and things like that. And then when the men, the last time I sold the pecans, they would come right in the yard, and they had their sacks, and they would pull my pecans into their sacks and weigh them, and then leave my old containers here, because we'd gotten out of the burlap bags.
How much could a burlap bag hold?
About at least 100 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, there's one out there on the porch. They're this wide and about that high up. Yeah.
They're big. Yeah. I didn't know that. If you bought nails, what kind of container would you buy those?
Well, all the nails, years ago, they used to come in little wooden kegs. But I think they come in pasteboard boxes now. Marla buys, I just haven't seen any lately, but they used to all come in a little round, like a little barrel, but it's called a keg.
It's like a barrel, but it's smaller.
About that big around and just about that high. And they come by numbers. My father had a store, and I remember they'd have these in a row, you know, and you'd, if somebody wanted 10 penny nails, or they come by nubbins, things like that. I don't know all of them.
How'd they carry these big bags, those big 100-pound bags around?
Well, you'd be surprised at what a colored man can pick up on his back and carry a bag, and if it's too much, one get on one end of it and one on the other. Kind of give them a swing and throw them up in the wagon or the truck of things.
On the lake, did you ever have any kind of boat on the lake?
What they call them? Yeah, just open a bateau, a little canoe. They made it. I believe Pickett made it. Mm-hmm.